Welcome to Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to Gildacare, support coordinators, where it takes a village.
And welcome to another very special episode of Coach and the Doctor. I say that every single time, but when I go out on the road, it is special because it's usually a first for both myself and the doctor. We're at the Deaf Festival. First of all, hello, Doctor.
Oh, hello, Coach. You finally remembered I was here, did you?
Yes, you had a crack at me last time because I took about 2 minutes to talk to you or introduce you. The Deaf Festival 2023, thanks to Deaf Connect, Olympic Precinct here in Sydney. Of course, it's in Australia. Homebush, if you want to get really technical.
And Cathy Freeman Park.
Cathy Freeman. And I was here in 2000 when she won the gold medal. I was 50 metres and about three rows from the back when she won the gold medal, being a very important person at the time.
Yeah. Well, so it's taking you about 35 seconds to make this about you, has it?
Well, we've got a long way to go, so I just wanted to be careful that I got it in early. I want to make sure, I should say, I got it in early. But it's such a special day here, and it's a beautiful day in Sydney. It's about 19, 20 degrees, the sun's shining.
It's fantastic. Like, it just, this has been just, I think, one of the best expos that we've done, that we've been invited to. And it's just been a real eye-opener for me, I've got to say.
Well, it's the best deaf expo I've been to because I've never been to one. So it's by far the best I've ever been to. And someone asked me that question, have you ever been to a deaf expo before? And, of course, I said no. And I think you made the point, there's probably 2,000 people here and it's very quiet.
It's very quiet and there's
calm, relaxed.
Yeah, but there's a real sense of community. It's been great, and it seems to be a day where people are interacting with each other, catching up with old friends, and it's just been such a fantastic experience for someone who's never been into the deaf community.
And we've learnt a couple of words, phrases, sentences in sign language.
Which we can't repeat on air.
We can't, exactly. We won't repeat. But it's been very enlightening and I've enjoyed myself so far. But I'm really excited about our guests over the next 35, 40 minutes. We've got three guests on today. We've got someone from Convo. In fact, it's Todd Wright, who's the CEO, and he'll have his interpreter Claire with him. Convo is an app for the deaf community, and it's something that I suppose there's an app for every single type of thing in the world, but this is such a good app, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Also, we've got somebody coming up from Next Sense, and I can't introduce who it is because I don't
know. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. But our first guest after the break is somebody who at the last minute decided to jump in, and I really, really thank her for doing this. It's Rachel. Rachel Spurnick is from Par App. Once again, it's all said in the name. It's an app that is obviously helping out, or what's the word I'm
assisting?
Looking for? Assisting and supporting the deaf community. But we'll talk to Rachel just after this break here on Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to J-Man, J-Man Active, and Gildacare, wonderful sponsors. Where, of course, Gildacare takes a village doctor. After this break, Rachel's coming up.
Are you or someone you know in need of a compassionate support coordinator? Gildacare is your team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. We'll make the NDIS process easy for you and your loved ones to navigate. We'll coordinate all your care and support, specialist support and, if required, psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Visit us at gildacare.com.au.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
When your message is timely, trustworthy and delivered in a positive environment, it's powerful. That's why sponsors of 89.9 The Light see great results. Visit thelight.com.au.
Welcome back to Coach and the Doctor. Not a real coach, not a real doctor. And we're at the Deaf Festival 2023. Doctor, got a very special guest in Rachel, who is an interpreter. Rachel Spurnick is from Par App. Rachel, welcome to Coach and the Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here, Rachel. Now, tell us about Par App.
Yeah, so Par App is an app that allows deaf people to book interpreters quickly and easily. that's what we do. We connect the deaf community with the signing interpreter community.
And how do they go about that? Just the same way it just works as a normal app?
Yeah, so we're the first app to platform that has anything like this in Australia. Think of us like Uber, but for Auslan interpreting. So if a deaf person wants to book an interpreter, they name the time, the place, the location, what's going on at that place, and they book an interpreter to meet them there.
So you've got a community of interpreters, I'm guessing,
yes.
Who sign up to PAR app and say, I'm available, this is where I live. These are my strengths and weaknesses in terms of language, because I believe there is some, what's the word I'm looking for, discrepancies or differences in some languages. Is that within different communities?
Yeah, so I'm sure over your time here at the Deaf Festival today, you would have heard there's a significant interpreter shortage in the world. There's not enough Auslan interpreters, and so our app is really specific in lining up the person who is available at the time of the booking, but also has the appropriate skills for the booking as well. We're really kind of like a matchmaking site for deaf person and interpreter.
So swipe right or swipe
left?
Yeah,
a bit
is that
like
how
that.
It works?
Rachel, is that because, you know, and I hate to get too personal, it's because there's not a money involved? You know, could you entice more people if you were paid more? Or?
I don't think so. Historically, there's been not a significant push for interpreting to be a profession. And so I would say most of the issue is that people just don't know it's a job that you can do. That's why I would say there's not enough interpreters. And it's a hard job as well.
How long did it take you to learn to be as good as you are?
Yeah, so I studied myself. Everyone's different, but I studied for 6 years to become a sign language interpreter. And obviously, everyone takes a bit of time. The important part about being an interpreter is that you need to make sure that you're good at what you do. And so having the skills to know a language is one thing, but then being able to work in that language simultaneously with English is a second skill indeed.
So 6 years it took you. What course do you do, or how do you become an interpreter?
You start just learning the basics of Auslan in a Certificate 2 in Auslan, continue on to a Certificate 3, then a Certificate 4, then a Diploma of Auslan. And once you've mastered the language or have a good grasp of the language, you move on to a Diploma of Interpreting.
Do you ever use it for your own personal benefit, like when you're at a party or something like that and you watch people talking and you think, that person's talking about me, I know what they're saying and they don't know you can interpret?
Oh, absolutely. Sign language is helpful all over the place, underwater, through glass, miles away. I can tell my husband I'd like to go home from a very long distance away.
Does he listen, though?
Well, that's a completely different issue, isn't it?
So I'm interested in how to become an interpreter. Can we go back to that? And I get you've got this Cert 2, Cert 3, a diploma. So I've now got my diploma in Auslan. Now, is there another course to become an interpreter?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between being fluent, if that's the right word, in Auslan, and becoming an interpreter?
Yeah, so there's a Diploma of Interpreting, which teaches you that exact skill. How can I be fluent in two languages and teach my brain to work in both of them at the same time?
So that course is not just for Auslan, it's for all interpreters. So if I speak German or I speak French and I want to become an interpreter, is that the same course?
So it's the Diploma of Interpreting, but I studied a Diploma of Interpreting, Auslan English. So if I was wanting to learn a different language, it might be a Diploma of Interpreting, French, English.
And so why is there such a shortage, do you think?
I think really it comes down to A, people don't know there's a profession in that. B, it's a really hard job and takes a long time to become an interpreter.
Is it like juggling?
Yeah, it's a bit like juggling.
How?
Many things in the air all at once.
I wouldn't expect you to understand because you've got no right brain. Because that's what happens when you learn juggling, right? You juggle and you're right... brain, your left brain's working, right? And then after about 8 or 9 different steps, all of a sudden your right brain takes over and you're not thinking about juggling, you're just juggling. Is that what sign language is like? And I suppose learning another language, you don't think about it, you just do it?
There's a natural autonomy that does come after time. But I do think you're always conscious that you are working in a language that is not your native language. It's not the language you were born with. And so for me, if I'm working in Auslan, I'm conscious that I'm working in Auslan. But obviously, over time, it's become much easier to do so.
How much fun is it?
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun.
Give us
Auslan
a story.
Is beautiful.
Come on, give us a
well,
story.
No, before a story, can I ask another question?
He's probably going to ask you, is there any line item for this in the NDIS? Because he loves line items. But...
Now you're just being silly. What I was going to ask about the line item is what made you get into it?
Yeah, every interpreter has their own story. For me, I went to a mainstream public school, and in that school, I had two deaf girls start attending the same school as I was. I was in year 12, they were in year 7 and year 9. I saw them signing, and I thought, that's pretty darn cool. I was meant to go to university and study in disability, but I took a gap year, per se, and went to TAFE and started a Certificate 2 in Auslan. And the moment I walked into the classroom, I was sold. The language is beautiful, the culture is amazing, the community are incredible. You can't walk away from that.
Well, and that community, I think we're seeing that today,
definitely,
Coach, aren't we?
Definitely.
Like there's a real sense of community, and there's lots of smiles on faces, and just watching people catch up, it's been fantastic. And I've been part of the deaf community, ever, and to see it today is really heartwarming.
Well, you're getting an experience, well, you're stepping into the shoes of what a deaf person experiences every day. This is the community that they can communicate in. This is the people that understand their lived experience, whereas you today are the newbies, the ones that are learning.
And we're getting bullied, I've got to say.
Yeah, that's deaf culture.
yeah. They're tough. It's funny you should say that, because I think I might have said that to you. I'm actually learning about the deaf community and being embroiled in it, I suppose. There was a couple of, about three ladies were walking over, and I heard them say, one said, oh, is this about language or something? I'm not sure, I want to go and have a look, because it's a quite big open space here at the precinct. And I just turned around and said, oh, it's about the deaf community, and there's people over there, they're signing, and you'll be able to understand. And they all went, oh, okay, great, and they walked in.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I've done my good deed for the day.
You have. And the other thing that's caught my eye today about the deaf community, and something that I never connected, was being deaf but also having a disability. You know, we deal with a lot of people with intellectual disabilities, and I've started to think about, from an Auslan perspective, if someone's got an intellectual disability, that must make it even more difficult to maybe communicate with them. And there's been a few people around that, and I just thought, wow, they not only have the implication of being deaf, but having a disability, and some physical as well. So that must put another layer on it for you.
I mean, I can't speak much of the experience of a deaf person, and so it's hard for me to answer that question with clarity. I think the deaf community is made up of a variety of different types of people, and whether that's someone who identifies as having an intellectual disability as well. I mean, for me, it's about welcoming everyone in.
No, it's absolutely. Yeah. But so specifically, we met a young lady who was looking for an NDIS provider, and she had physical, mental disabilities as well, on top of only speaking Auslan. And I just thought our interpreter was great with her, because there was another layer of complexity to try and understand her. And she's asked to be emailed, but she said, make sure it's really simple, because I've got an intellectual disability. And so it's just another layer.
And she did say, remember, I'm deaf, so email me or text me. Okay, don't call me.
So, Rachel, tell us a little bit. So, Power App, how long have you been with Power App?
I founded the app in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Couple of bosses.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Couple of bosses talking to each other.
And you're Australia-wide, I'm guessing?
We operate Australia-wide, mostly based in New South Wales, but we have interpreters Australia-wide.
And if somebody wants to access the app?
Go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, and we'll be there. Just have to type in Part Interpreting.
Fantastic. Before we go, one question. Give us a moment when you thought to yourself, I'm really glad to be in this space and where I am doing what I'm doing. You must have many of those moments, but give us one or two.
One of the moments I'm most proud of is a couple of months after we established Part App. We had a deaf person get in contact with us and say, thank you so much. And the reason that they were so thankful is that we'd made the process of booking an interpreter quicker and easier for them. I won't waffle on too much, but they were trying to book a doctor's appointment on a Saturday. And historically, that was never possible, because you had to fill out an online form, send it to an agency that operated Monday to Friday, wait for someone to see that request, and then get back to you in a couple of days' time. With Par App, she was able to, on a Saturday, both go to the doctor's website and book the doctor's appointment, and confirm and interpret at the same time.
Wow.
Access at its finest.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, because we've heard today that to book an interpreter, you've got to book at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance.
Absolutely.
With PowerApp, is the time?
Oh no, you still need to book a couple of weeks in advance. There's not very many of us, that's for sure.
Rachel, thanks so much for your time. Go and enjoy the rest of the day. Beautiful day, as I said earlier, here in Sydney. Rachel Spurnick from PowerApp, thanks for joining us on Coach and the Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
And coming up after the break, we've got Todd Wright, who's the CEO from Convo, here on Coach and the Doctor, live from Homebush.
When your message is timely, trustworthy, and delivered in a positive environment, it's powerful. That's why sponsors of 89.9 The Light see great results. We're the positive alternative where listeners find a safe, friendly, encouraging experience. Our listeners trust us to bring them brands they can count on. Station sponsors that, in turn, they can trust. So visit the sponsorship page at thelight.com.au and get in touch. 89.9 The Light. Positive radio, positive results.
J-Man inspires and supports NDIS participants to live their best lives and promotes experiences for people with a disability. The NDIS can be confusing, so if you're thinking about applying for funding or not sure how your plan actually works, J-Man can help and guide you through every step of the process at no cost to you. jman.com.au. That's jaeman.com.au. Now is the time to get the most out of your NDIS. Call us for a free consultation. 1-800-JMAN.
Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gildacare.
Welcome back to Coach and the Doctor, live here in Homebush.
Cathy Freeman Park.
Cathy Freeman Park, of course. I feel like a bit of a run myself right now. I think I'll go out there. I've been walking a lot lately. I went for a big long walk down Cathy Freeman Park around the old Olympic Stadium. It's not called
Is this
anymore.
Another story?
Well, I was actually... Did I mention earlier on that I was here when Cathy Freeman won...
You did.
...the gold medal for the 400 metres? I was halfway down the straight, second row from the front. Did I mention that?
You have mentioned that maybe... Once or twice.
Enough about me and usually about you, Doctor. Let's introduce our next guest. His name is Todd Wright. He's from Convo. Todd is the CEO of Convo. And interpreting for Todd, which you can't see, of course, on this podcast, but I like to include the interpreters as well, is Claire, who's sitting right next to me. Welcome along to both of you guys.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me here. It's a beautiful day here.
It is a fantastic day, and it's great to have you here, Todd. Tell us a little bit about what the Convo app is.
Sure. So, it's another interpreting app, yes, but we are an app with a difference. We don't book interpreters. Personally, I don't believe that we should need to book interpreters, because deaf people, we need to live our lives basically, but we're very limited by our schedules. So if I wanted to catch up with my friend who can't sign, then I have to wait for 2 weeks' time when another interpreter is available. So our goal is to have an on-demand interpreting service. So the difference is that everything is through video interpreting service. And that's something that I've personally always wanted up until this point. It's something that I just think it's a lot easier to have an interpreter exactly when I need it and instantly. So even if I need to chat with someone 5 minutes rather than booking an interpreter for an hour, I can just have a casual conversation with that interpreter. But we really advocated this for a while, and I previously worked for Deaf Australia. And at that time we realised we were advocating, and it was something that I just decided I had to do myself. So my colleague, Kyle Myers, and myself, we decided to set up Convo Australia. And it's been set up for around 2 years. Next week will actually be the anniversary for 2 years of the service, which is an amazing achievement.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So around a month ago, we celebrated our first year of 24/7 service. And so we've had interpreters available actually 24/7, which is so important. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, this is something that's actually happened to me. I woke up in the middle of the night. My daughter was rushed to hospital, and that was just an awful experience. And at that time, we didn't have interpreters available, and it was really hard for me to talk to the paramedics and the ambulance, and I felt really stuck. And my daughter had these serious health issues and was rushed to hospital. And from that time, that had really impacted me. And unfortunately, we didn't have that service, this service, when that happened, but now we do. So I could just automatically connect with an interpreter and have the interpreter on video call ready to interpret. So it's a very, very new concept for the deaf community, and it's, yeah, one of the new ways to do things.
How does it work exactly? I go to the app, and do I see who's available, or does it wake them up in the middle of the night, as was the case for your daughter? Like, what happens?
What happens?
Good question. So we have a schedule for our interpreters, and so really we follow the demand of interpreting. So often through the day it's quite busy, so we'll have a lot more interpreters, and then through the night we have interpreters, maybe one or two, who work, but they don't sleep, I hope. So they have a deaf person has the ability to sign up through the service, so it's like a subscription model, so they pay for the interpreter's time, so like the minutes. So say for example you're using 2 hours a month, then they can ring the service whenever they need an interpreter, so any time through that month. And so if they've signed up for the subscription, then they have that access. And then we also give them a personal phone number for the Convo app, so that means that any hearing people that need to contact them can use that number, and it'll contact through the interpreter first, so they can just use the app when they need it, open the app, and then either put in a phone number that they want to call, or if they're waiting for someone to call them, then that'll be done through the app, and then it just connects to the interpreter. And it's, yeah, the interpreter can hear everything that's happening through the phone, they can hear the person that's next to you, so whatever the situation may be, it's as simple as that.
It sounded like the marketplace really needed something like this, and have you been surprised by the success of the company so far in such a short period of time?
Yes, absolutely. We've grown in such a short period of time, but it is difficult at times because we need to find very high quality interpreters. And we also have to do something different as well. We interview all of our interpreters. We make sure they go through a screening process, because we need to ensure that our interpreters have the same philosophy, the same attitudes, and share the same vision as us and the organisation. And we also employ them. We don't contract them. So we pay them a wage rather than by the hour. And so they are our staff and they are team members. And I think that's a key difference, that we make sure we can maintain really high quality interpreters and a high quality service.
If I was an interpreter for you, and I would be working a shift that says 12 till 8 in the morning, I'm on salary and I might get a call, I might not get a call at all, but I'm there.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. So we pay interpreters for their time and their job. But, for example, if there's no call through the night, they still get paid exactly the same, just to continue that income. That's really important for a lot of interpreters. Often when interpreters work freelance, their income varies depending on how much work they do. But casual interpreters, as an example, their income varies quite a lot. So this is a huge benefit working for Convo. We have sick leave, we have annual leave, and we also provide training as well.
I can see the doctor's business brain working overtime here, thinking, oh, this is an interesting business concept. Maybe I can get myself a piece of this.
I'm just thinking, do you need some investment?
Yes. Yep. Happy to talk more. I can give you my business card.
He's got a big smile on the face now, Todd.
So the interpreters are working from home. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So it's very flexible. We do have a roster. Sometimes interpreters need to take some leave, and then we'll offer the shift to other team members, and then those shifts are picked up. And, you know, it's worked very well up until this point. But obviously there's always a risk. What keeps me up at night is, what if we can't find an interpreter to do the overnight shift? But really, we haven't had that problem. We've been very fortunate. The team is really wonderful. There's a lot of collegiality, and everyone shares the same vision for our service, and they understand that the impact on the deaf community is huge. And we've literally saved lives in the past by having these interpreters available, you know, because if they weren't, then, like, say, for example, if I go for a walk in the middle of the night, or if I went at 9 o'clock at night and I've got the dog with me and we're walking down the street and then I see an older woman who's fallen over in the bush and the dog's pulling on the lead and I'm looking around and there's no one on the street, then how can I help? And I've got my dog with me and I can't communicate with this person. And I thought, oh, I can ring. I can ring through Convo. And then I found went to a nearby streetlight, called 000 through the app and let them know, sorry, I don't know who this person is. They've fallen into a bush. They seem incoherent. So the ambulance actually arrived. And once I hung up the 000 call, I stayed with them, and then it was really easy to call the interpreters once the ambulance had arrived to explain what exactly I had seen, and I was able to help that woman as an effect. If we didn't have that service, then maybe I would have to walk away, and then I would feel really guilty about not doing anything, and I couldn't sleep that night. But now it just gives me peace of mind that I have that access.
Did you ring the guy up who created the app and thank him for doing such a good job?
Yes, I should do that next time for sure.
It's Sydney-wide or Australia-wide?
So it's all over Australia. It's nationwide. So wherever you have internet connection, you're able to use the app. Doesn't matter where you are, what time it is, what the reason is, anything. That's why it's so flexible, and it's really important to ensure that it's fitting in with the deaf person's needs and also with our interpreters and everything that we can provide. But, yeah, the only thing that we can't do is legal matters.
And why is that?
So, as an example, that could put our interpreters at risk. So, say if there's a person that's fraudulent through our service or spam, then we can't let that happen. So, that's why.
Todd,
interesting.
A couple of personal questions. How long have you been deaf?
So, I was born profoundly deaf, and I've been deaf all my life.
Obviously, that's just part of who you are. And you were described as the guy that looks like Santa Claus today. Would you agree with that?
Yes, there's actually a funny story. So I did dress up as Santa, and I was as part of a performance last year, which is a really good opportunity. We were standing at the front of the opera house. There's a beautiful opera house in the background, and there was all these children waving their arms, and they were really happy to see me. It was an amazing experience.
Well, I haven't got any more questions, Doctor. I mean, I've got stacks more questions, Todd, but we have to go. But do you have any more or not?
The only comment I'd make is you're not a very good-looking Santa.
I do my best. I'm sure maybe you could make a better Santa than I will.
You're probably right.
Todd Wright from Convo, of course, Claire interpreting for us there. Thanks so much for your time. Go and enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks for being with us on Coach and the Doctor, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, fantastic chat. I'm really enjoying this afternoon, aren't you? It's been fantastic.
And that Convo app, talk about a game changer, really. Yeah. Like for the deaf community.
Well, get your checkbook out.
Well, Todd told us a couple of stories that I guess you and I would never think about it. You go walking the dog, you see someone who's
most people would.
In a park, you just ring 000. But you wouldn't think about like the consequences. And that's not just for the deaf community. That's actually assisting the whole community. Mm. And I love these stories, Convo app, and the innovation that comes with it. Just brilliant.
Well, our third and final guest today is Bronick. He's from Next Sense. It's early intervention hearing for children. I'm really looking forward to hearing what Bronick has to say about this, because we do see a lot of children around that are part of the deaf community, so it'll be really interesting. So that's coming up after the break here on Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to J-Man Active. If the body is active, the mind will follow. That's next.
Are you or someone you know in need of a compassionate support coordinator?
JildaCare is your team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. We'll make the NDIS process easy for you and your loved ones to navigate. We'll coordinate all your care and support, specialist support and, if required, psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, JildaCare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Visit us at jildacare.com.au.
Welcome back to the final segment of Coach and the Doctor on the Coach. With me is Doctor, so far a couple of great guests, and I'm looking forward to this guest as well.
So am I.
Bronick. We'll have to ask him where that name comes from in a minute, but Bronick is with us from Next Sense, which is a company that is involved in early intervention hearing for children, I'm told. Bronick, welcome to Coach and the Doctor.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me to join your podcast today. I'm really excited to be part of the podcast today. Yeah,
fantastic, Bronick. Now, the name to start with, Bronick, where does that come from?
My name's Bronick. It's actually Polish. I'm half Polish, so that's why it's a little bit different usual. Yeah,
Bronick, can you tell us a little bit about what Next Sense does?
Well, Next Sense is actually a pretty large organisation. It has a wide variety of services, but we can list through them as we go on. We already mentioned early intervention services, so we provide early intervention services for children with hearing loss and also vision loss. Those services include one-on-one individual sessions with a teacher of the deaf or a light help. Professional, and also play groups, and we have Auslan play groups as well as spoken English or bilinguals play groups as well. Not only that, we provide general allied health services for children and adults, so if they have the NDIS plan and want to have assessments, we do that as well.
So the early intervention, how early is that?
From 0 to 6, we try to as early as possible, because there's a critical age window from 0 to 6 where a child has the best opportunity to learn and take in everything, and especially when it comes to language and communication with deaf children, you have to make sure they have foundational language available for all those children. So from 0 to 6.
Did you have that yourself?
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I was born in New Zealand, so it's slightly different. But when my mum found out that I was deaf at around 6 months old, straight away went to a library, started learning New Zealand Sign Language, and learned sign language as well as teaching me as well. And I went to a preschool for deaf children in Auckland as well, and that helped me so much from my early years. And New Zealand Sign Language was my first language. And then when I was about 3 years old, I got a cochlear implant. And that's when I started to learn how to speak English as well, and listening as well. I assessed that speech pathology for many years until I got sick of it.
Bronick, I would assume that the early intervention, it would be really important for parents as well, as particularly if the parents aren't deaf or part of the deaf community and their child is deaf. So does Next Sense provide a service for the parents as part of that early intervention for the child?
Absolutely. We provide a holistic kind of service, so it's not just for the children, but also bringing the parents on a journey with the child as well. So not only we provide direct services to the children, but also support the parents with all sorts of things like navigating the grief process when you find out they have a deaf child, because I can imagine that's overwhelming, and working with the parents to feel comfortable and confident with raising deaf children. Connecting with other services out there and deaf adults and other children out there, navigating education services, even at Sense at a deaf school there as well. And also with NDIS, and that NDIS can be quite a bit complex.
Yes.
Yeah, so we help parents navigate that for their children as well.
how excited, I suppose, is the word, or how happy are you that you're actually giving peer group support to people within the deaf community?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not only had like a peer support group, but more about a play groups. So, and the play groups, we provide a social environment as well as embedding best practice and early intervention in those play groups, but also opportunity for other parents to meet each other as well and make friends with each other and connect with shared experiences in those play groups.
It's a fantastic service that Next Sense provide.
I've got a personal question to ask you. You said earlier that you learnt sign, right? And you obviously are speaking now. Do you slip in and out of sign and speech? Like, what do you focus on? What makes you happy? What bores you? You know, what's the easiest thing for you to do?
Well, I can be quite able to adapt to other people pretty easily, but personally I feel most comfortable in sign language, so it can be either New Zealand sign language or Auslan, because it's automated, accessible and easy. And you know what, when I have a cochlear implant, I have it on, I feel okay to speak, but when I take it off, I can still communicate in Auslan. And in many different situations, a lot of people, when I talk with a lot of people who are hearing, a lot of them assume that I can hear just as well as other hearing people, but it's not always the case. So things like loud rooms or strong accents still difficult. So sign language is probably number one for me. Yeah.
And what about reading lips? Is that something that is common?
Well, lip reading's probably only effective maybe 40%, so not a lot. So lip reading's not the most effective way of communication. What it does is to help make like a puzzle, so it help piece together the communication. So not only spoken sound, but lip reading, facial expressions, body language, all of that will make a picture of communication as well.
So how important, Bronick, do you think the Deaf Festival here is to the deaf community? Because I know that it's had a profound effect on me.
Yes, very important. It's one of the rare opportunities where the whole deaf community gets to come together. I can imagine for many of us, it's like an opportunity to catch up with a lot of old friends that maybe I haven't seen for years, connect, but the whole deaf community has hold in both personal and professional lives, and just learning about, you learn a lot of new things as well every day, but not just every day, but here especially, and an excellent way of showcasing a deaf community to the wider world, that we are normal people, and we have a really cool community that's welcome for everyone as well. So yeah, it's really unique.
Yep. Look, I have to absolutely concur with you, because that's the real sense that we've got today, Coach, isn't it?
Yep.
That it is a real community, and I think I said this earlier in the podcast. It's almost watching like a huge family come together, and there's been a lot of tapping on the shoulders and people waving and saying, hey, you know, hey, old friend, and there's a real sense of that, and I don't think I've ever been to a community event that has got that real feel about it.
Bronick, what are the advantages and disadvantages of being deaf from your perspective?
That's a big question.
And we've only got 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'm prone to asking the great questions. Bronick?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll try to make it as simple as possible. I think the only disadvantage of being deaf is that we navigate a world not designed for us. So everything in spoken English or by audio everywhere, so that's only a disadvantage, and that's it. The benefits outweighs it. So we have a deaf community, deaf friends, a language, culture. You actually gain so much more out of it than a disadvantage, if you will. One of my favourite things about being deaf is that, and when it's cool thing when it comes to a small community, is that you get to meet all kinds of people, and you make friends with people that you don't normally would. you end up where I don't, would ever make sense. So that makes all of us more accepting of each other. And that's my favourite thing, I think.
Great answer. Fantastic answer. We'll wrap it up on that, Bronick. Thanks so much for your time. Bronick from Next Sense, which, of course, we mentioned earlier, early intervention for hearing for children, part of what you do. Thanks for joining us, Bronick, on Coach and the Doctor. It's been a fantastic time for us, and I hope it has been for you too.
Okay, well, thank you, and I appreciate the time that you made for inviting me for the podcast.
Thank you, Bronick.
Well, Doctor,
what a day! What a podcast!
What a podcast! What a day!
Absolutely brilliant.
And as I said earlier to Bronick, and I might have said it to one or two of the other guests, it does open up your eyes to the fact that what people like you and I really know about the deaf community. Of course, we support people within the deaf community, but on an overall picture. And what actually happens within the deaf community, and I don't want to sound patronising, but they do an absolutely wonderful job. Amazing.
Well, they do, and you know, and I love Bronick's answer of when you asked him about the advantages and disadvantages of being deaf, and there was one advantage, one disadvantage, and as he said, and all the other advantages outweigh it.
Whilst we're here, I just want to say thank you very much to Deaf Connect for supplying the interpreters for us. It was a new experience for us on a wider scale. Of course, as I said, we do have participants that use interpreters, but on a larger scale, it's been a really interesting interesting time, hasn't it?
It's been a great day, and I think a couple of our staff members here are now signing up to be Auslan interpreters. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been inspired, so it's been fantastic, but loved my time here.
So we'll sign off from the Deaf Festival 2023, thanks to Deaf Connect here at Olympic Park. Of course, the Cathy Freeman Park.
Yeah, we've heard the story, so just move on.
Could we move on? I think I might have told that story twice. But there's only one thing to say, and before I say it, it's the Doctor's birthday today. So we have to wish him happy birthday. Happy birthday to the Doctor.
Thank you, Coach. It's been a great spending my birthday with you.
Well, we got tonight yet. You might say that in the morning. But yeah, been a great day, and let's do it again sometime. Let's do it next year. Why not? From the Deaf Connect Expo. One thing to do now, Doctor, you know what to say.
Press hard, 3 copies.
Yes, that's right. Coach out. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Coach and the Doctor. Thanks to Gildacare Support Coordinators. Gildacare is a team of trusted, caring and professional support coordinators. Founded on the principle that it takes a village, we want to lock arms and build a long-standing relationship, one in which we are able to deliver quality support coordination. We offer additional services such as specialist support coordination and psychosocial recovery coaching. GILDA, Gildacare Support Coordination. We make the NDIS process stress-free. Google Gildacare.